The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Lamed Aleph. Today's daf has been studied in the Nishmat Mozakini Yosef ben Sarab, Marat Zakrati Yafa ben Sarab, Rabbi Abraham ben Esther,
Shalom ben Far.
Shalom ben Far, Haruch Hashem Tenichem, Began Aiden, Amen. Today's daf has been studied for Ashurema, Hashem ben Dina, Sarab, Muhammad, Bat Rahav, Sarab, Bat Rahav, Rahamim ben Polin וחמסיון בן אסתר אין נרפר להם אין נרפר להם אין נרפר להם פת הנפש ופת הגוף ואתם קרבה לבוא וכן ירסו ולומר אמן again today's daf on daf lamed amud bet and we start two lines after they get wide quote from the Mishnah כל מצוות האב על הבן מי כל מצוות האב על הבן what does it mean in the Mishnah what it says All the mitzvot of the father that are on the son, if it means all the mitzvot that the father is obligated to do to the son, nashim hayavot. The Mishnah says that nashim hayavot in these mitzvot. That's not so. V'atanya ha'av hayav b'bno lamudo v'lifnoto aviv in imolo. So this cannot be referring to mitzvot that the father is obligated to do to the son, because in that case we said that ladies are indeed exempt. And we were talking about a case where ladies are hayavot. Amar Yehuda, hakika amar, kol mitzvah ta'av hamutelet ala ben lasot la'aviv. Any mitzvah that's on the child, that's incumbent upon the child to do to the father, like kibud av, echad anashim ve'echad nashim hayavim. So of course boys and girls, men and women are hayavot, and that mitzvah tanina ladet zun rabbanam, have a braita. Ish, any ela. It says ish imo ve'aviv tira'u. It says ish, any ela ish. I learned from that the man has to respect his parents. Isha minayin kishume tira'u. Tira'u is plural. Arekan shnayim. So that teaches us too. Plural meaning isha and isha. Kemat tamudomar ish. So why does it say the word ish? Then if you tell me it's both. So ish sepik biyado la'asot. It's always in the hand of the man to respect his parents. However, Isha in sipik biyada la'asot b'pnei shereshut achirim aleha because she gets married. And therefore, first obligation if she gets married is to her husband. And therefore, that's why the Torah can't say Isha. It has to say Ish because sometimes the Isha, it's not in her domain. Now she says, sipik yachot she'en mocham yado. The man, nobody can protest. Reshut Achirim Baala, husband's on it, so therefore it's not always possible. Amar Avidi Barabina Amar Rav Nidgarisha Shenehem Shavim. Okay, once they get Barminan divorced, so then everybody's back to equal again because there's no Reshut Achirim Aleha. Therefore, they can respect their parents equally. Tanu Rabbanan Neemar Kaved Tabicha VeTemecha. Right, respect your parents. Neemar Kaved Tashem Meonecha. Respect God. Meonecha, literally from your wealth. Hishva katuv kibud av em or kibud am makom. Which means the Torah equates kibud em and kibud Hashem, kibud Hashem. So you see what it's equivalent when you respect the parents, like respecting God. Ne'emar ish imo v'aviv tira'u fear. Ne'emar Hashem Elohecha tira. Oto tavod hishva katuv morat av. To see the yirah of the parents is equivalent to the yirah of Kadosh Baruch Hu Ne'emar Mekalel Abi Ve'emo Not Yumat Ve'emar Ish Ish Ki Yekalel Elohav Ve'nasa Chetto Hizva Ketub Berkat Av which really means Kelela the cursing of Barmanan the parents Ve'em Leberkat Hamakom Aval Behaka'a V'day Yifshar You cannot compare when it says Mekeh Abi Ve'emo There's no such thing as makeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you can never say such a thing. V'chem bedin, and it makes sense to say such a thing. That we should compare kibud av to kibud ha-makom and yirat av to yirat ha-makom. Why? Shiloshtan shutafin bo, because those are the three partners in the creation. Tarlubanam. Shiloshtan shutafin hen ba-adam, the three partners in the creation. Amen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ve-abiv ve-emo. Bizman she-adam mechabed et abiv ve-emo, amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'al yani aleihem, kilu darti b'nehem. I'm part of it. I'm living with them. And it's as if they respected me. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Rashi says, look at the bottom, Rashi, Shloshash, Shutafinim, Beferiz, Bebaraita, Bemesechet Nida, Ish Mazriya Lo Ben Shebo, the man gives the whiteness of the eye, Isha Mazet Odem Shebo, and the lady gives the redness like the blood, Tukuz Baruch Hu, Nofei Abun Neshama, Mal'ei Aim, Vishmi'at Ozen, V'dibur, the vision is from God, of course, the hearing is from God, and of course the ability to speak. So therefore those are the three partners of the creation. Bottom line of the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Omer, Galui v'yadua lefne mishamar v'ya'olam, Sheben mechabed et imo yoter me'abib. That the son is going to give respect to the mother more than the father. Why? V'pnei shemishtadato bedevarim. Why? Because the mother, as she said, mefate oto. The mother has soft words with the son. And she's very easy with the she speaks in a pleasant way, she appeases him. That's why it's the tendency of the son to respect the mother more. That's what it says, kibud abicha. It doesn't have to say kibud imecha. It automatically you're going to respect your mother. Torah says, don't forget your father, kibud abicha. It has to write it first, so you compensate, you don't forget. And when it comes to fear, nature is that a child is going to fear his father more than his mother. Interesting reason. Because the father teaches the boy Torah, therefore serious. And therefore it teaches him Torah, there's automatic fear. That's what says, when it comes to Yirah, it puts the mother first. And because it knows that you're going to fear the father. Okay. Tani tanekamed Rav Nachman. Bizman shadam mitzayir etabiv etimo. But now when a person causes his parents anguish, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yafeh asiti shilodarti benehem. Which means, I did good that I did not dwell amongst them. Sh'ilmale darti b'nehem sh'aruni. Because if I would have dwelt amongst this family, they would have caused me sa'ar. Because Baruch Hu, let's say, pulls away from the family. Pulls away his shekinah from the family. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol ha'aver avera baseter. Anybody that commits an avera baseter in private, ki'ilu dochek ragle shekinah. As if he's pushing away the ragle shekinah, the shekinah that's on the artist. It's as if he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see me, and doesn't know what I'm doing, and therefore, he's doing it in hiding, as if God is not in that place where he is. And therefore, it's like he's pushing away God from that place where he's committing the sin. Sh'ne'emar, Ko amar Hashem, HaShamayim Kis'i, Ve'ares Hadom Raglai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the earth is Hadom Raglai, it's like my footstool. So therefore, God sits in heaven, Kiviyachol, the footstool of God, the ottoman of God is this world. Therefore it says, Kilu Ragle Shekhinah. Because Kilu Draglaim of the Shekhinah are on this world over. Because like he said, Hadom Raglai. That's what the Kilu Drachek Ragle Shekhinah. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Asul Adam Shelech Arba Amot, Bekoma Zekufa. A person is not allowed to walk for Amot upright, standing straight. God is everywhere. And therefore, you have to bend in front of the Shekinah. She says, "Melochol aris kevodo, mashma mishetirabev v'yored lemata v'shtarbev," which means the Shekinah comes down. V'azokev komaton derekedohayim, exactly, which means when the Shekinah is coming down, when you stand up straight, like erect, it's like you're pushing away the Shekinah. And you walk humble, low, letting the Shekinah come down on you instead of standing straight up, and you're pushing away the Shekhina. Ravuna b'red Rav Yoshua lo mazgeh arba amot b'gilu yarosh. Rabbi Ravuna b'red Rav Yoshua never walked for amot without his head covered. Amar Shekhina lema'ala meroshi. He said the Shekhina is above my head. Sha'al ben almana achat et Rabbi Eliezer. Ben almana, son of a widow, this orphan, asked Rabbi Eliezer, Abba omer hashkeni mayim. The ima omeret hashkeni mayim. Eze mehem kodem. Your father says, give me water. The mother says, give me water. Who do you listen to? Amar le, hine kavod emecha ve'al. Hanach kevod emech, mecha, ve'ase kevod abicha. Leave the respect to your mother and go listen to your father. She'ata ve'emecha hayavim mechvod abicha. Because your mother also has to respect your father. So therefore it's two against one. You have to respect your father, your mother has to respect your father. So therefore you have to listen to your father in that case over there. Ba'al efnei Rabbi Yoshua, amolakach amar lo Rabbi. That's what Rabbi told me. That she says, "Amalokach Rabbi Yoshua Yeshiv lo, kedir Yeshiv lo Rabbi Eliezer." Yeah, Rabbi said the same thing. But why you have to respect your father in that case? Did Garisha Mahu? But now they're divorced. So now who goes first? Amale miben reseinecha, from your eyebrows, I could tell Nikar sheben almana ata. I could tell that you're the son of an almana. Hatel lahem ma'im besefel vekarka lahen ketanegolim, which means put the water in a sefel, in a pitcher, and call them like you call the chickens to come. Let them fight it over themselves. Who's going to get the water? Just put it on the table in front of them and let them fight it out themselves, like they put the water in front of the chickens, mm-hmm. and they call the chickens, and the chicken comes running to get it. And how did he know he was an almana? That's a good question. Which means, because his eyebrows had fallen off, because of the bichiyot, they say. He cried so much because he was an orphan. This is mebindi se'ainecha, from the eyelashes, or the eye, yeah, maybe the eyelashes, the eye, the hair by the eye, shed it. So we can tell that you're almana because of all the crying, and therefore you're not asking alecha lemaaseh because you don't have a mother and a father to ask this question. You're just asking, So he says over here that since the question wasn't alecha lemaaseh, so he answered him in a funny way. Hey, you're not asking me alecha lemaaseh. You don't have a mother or a father. You're almana. You're a ben almana. So therefore he answered him in a funny way. Okay? Good. Okay, comes the Gemara, continues. Darash Ula Rabba. That's Ula the Gadol. Afetchad Ben Asiya. My dikti, even the Pasuk of Tehillim. Yoducha Hashem Kol Malchei Aris Kishame'u Imreficha. That all the angels will praise to you. Or the kings. Kol Malche Aris. The kings. Kishame'u, because they have listened to your words. Ma'amar picha lo ne'amar. Ela Imreficha. Imre is plural. B'sha'ash amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi velo yihyeh lecha. The first two commandments. Amru umot ha'olam lichbod atzmo doresh. These commandments are all for God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Don't have any other gods. He's giving these commandments for his own personal kavod, which means avodat Hashem is the main item. They said, you see, there's a priority over here. God wants you to do mitzvot ben adam lemakom. Ben Adam Lachavero is obviously not that important. Kivan Shamar Kevet Abicha Vet Imecha Hazru Ve'odu Lema'amarot Rishonot. When a person, when the commandment of Kibud Av came along, so then already they started to recognize and acknowledge the earlier ones. And therefore the Pasuk says, Yoducha Hashem Kol Malchei Aris Ki Shame'u Imreficha. Which means when they heard Kibud Av, that one commandment, that already got them to accept Imreficha, the earlier ones. And especially Kibud Av is written on the same side as the mitzvot of Ben Adam, the Makom. So if we understood that it's part of that that realm. So you see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Meshveh Kibud Av to the Shekavot of the Shekinah, being that it's on the same side as the Mitzvot of Ben Adam Lamakom. Good. Right, that showed them that the purpose of the mitzvot is letovata adam. Rashi hazru veodu lemamarot rishonot kol sheken shehayav adam bechvodo. That's right. If you hayav nekevod of parents, human beings, certainly hayav nekevod Hashem. Sheafu shutav bebriato, he's also a part in the creation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kabi veimo vehayav umoto mesunim biyado. And of course, life and death is in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, they were more there on the earlier commandments. Rava Amar Mehacha, Rosh Devarecha Emet. The beginning of your commandments are Emet. Rosh Devarecha, Velosov Devarecha. The only beginning at the end, Ela Misov Devarecha, Nikar Shirosh Devarecha Emet. From the end of your words, Shishav Kibud Avaim, we see Rosh Devarecha Emet, which they accepted the beginning as well. Rashi, Rosh Devarecha Emet. לא הוזכר ככתוב לומר ראש דברך האמת, אלא לפי שהיו מרננים אחד דברים ראשונים לומר לכבודו, all these commandments are for the glory of God only, הזהיר. ולאחר זמן חזו והודו כששמעו סוף דבריו, להביא שראש דבריו אמת. Now God also saying you have to respect the human being. כיבוד אביהם. Oh, so must be that כיבוד שכינה also they accepted as well. באו מיני מרב עולה. They asked the question from Ravuda, which means, how far is a person obligated to fulfill this mitzvah of Kibud Avim? Amar Lahim, Su'uru Ma'asa, Oved Kachemim, Mechad Bashkelon. There was a certain goy, Oved Kachemim, that lived in the city of Ashkelon. Vedamar ben Netina Shemo. Pa'am achat, Bekshu Hachemim, Perach Matiya, Beshishim, Rebo Sacha. Ve'achgamim needed Perach Matiya, do business with him. And that way he was going to benefit Shishim Rebo. So 60 times 10, that's 600,000 in his dinare kesev, or dinare zahav. But the key of where the business was, where the merchandise was under his father's head. And I guess he was sleeping. He did not wake him up in order to get the key to do the business. So that's the thing. Ad kedekak, he's willing to give up all that money for the mitzvah of kibudav. אמר רבי יהודה אמר שמואל, שאלו את רבי אליעזר, עד היכן כיבוד אביהם, אמר להם, צורו את מה עשה עובד כיבוד אחד באשקלון, אביו באשקלון, ודמה בין נתינה שמו, ביקשו ממנו חכם הבנים לאפוד. One year the rabbis needed special stones for the אפוד, for the apron of the כהן גדול, ב-60 רבו שכר, 600,000 profit. ורב קנה מתנים ב-80 רבו, some say 800,000. והיה מפתח מונח תת מרשותיו של אביו ולא ציערו. לשנה אחרת, the next year, נתן הקדוש ברוך הוא שכרו שנודע לו פרה אדומה בעדרו. פרה אדומה was born in his flock. נכנסו חכמי ישראל אצלו, so the rabbis went to him again. They needed the פרה אדומה, אמר להם, יודע אני בכם, שאם אני מבקש מכם כל ממון שבעולם, אתם נותנים לי. I know I can ask for any amount of money, and I know you need it. אין אני מבקש מכם אלא אותו ממון שהפסדתי בשביל כבוד אבא. Just give me the money that I lost well last year because of כיבוד אבא. So the מפרשים over here, they say in a simple explanation that מה בנתינה was חסידי אומות העולם. He's one of the great great גויים of the world. The Mefarshim over here, however, say, I think Rav Haida brings down, that what was the reward that the Mabed did not get, a Parah Aduma? Why should that be the way God funnels him the money to make up for his loss? So Haida says, there was a big Ketrug in the Shamayim. When this Goy over from Ashkelon fulfilled the Mitzvah, he would have such a level, they Meketrigim at the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, look at a Goy, he respects his parents even better than a Jew. A Jew would not be willing to give up all this money. So the Militzei Yosher, they wanted to stick up for the Jewish people, so they bought let a Parah Aduma be born in his flock. The rabbis came along and bought the Parah Aduma, and that was a great Militzei Yosher, because they came back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and said, look, a Goy is willing to give up money to fulfill a mitzvah that he understands. Kibudah, we can understand it. But a Jew is willing to give up money on a mitzvah that he doesn't even understand. Parah Aduma is a chok. that's already a different. The Jewish people are on a much higher level, so it neutralized the ketrug that the kibbutz added. Okay, you understand, you can lose the money. And also you have to understand also, he really didn't lose the money. Because if you're talking about over here on a precious coin or precious stone has intrinsic value. So if you don't have this customer, there'll be another customer. So therefore it's not such a, he lost the customer that's in front of him. He can always go to the market and sell it. So therefore it's not as much as the rabbis, they gave up. And they bought something that intrinsically has no value, which means this paraduma itself, it's a red cow, which is on the market. You go to the regular market, the paraduma doesn't have intrinsic value that as much. Achemim really, that took away the ketrug against the Bnei Sev. Amar b'chayna, uma mishe'eno metzuve ve'oseh kach. Which means if somebody that's not commanded in kibud, that's not one of the seven mitzvot b'nei Noah, and still look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him. Mitzvot ve'oseh. Am Yisrael, that we are commanded. And the mitzvot v'kvod ve'em, alachat kama v'chama, damar v'anina gadol mitzvot ve'oseh. V'mi she'eno mitzvot ve'oseh. Somebody that is commanded is greater than somebody that is not commanded. What is the logic for that? Okay, we will see. Look at Tosafot. Nir'eh. The reason he's giving you the psychology, why when somebody's commanded, it's greater than somebody that's not commanded. You could say the opposite, volunteerism. You know, you're doing it on your own, without being told. So Tosfot says that Dainu Ta'ama de Mish Mitzuveh Ve'Oseh Adif V'Shido Ego Mitzta'er Yoter Pen Ya'avor Mimi She'eno Mitzuveh She'esh Lo Pat Besalo She'mirtzei Yaniyach. Which means Tosfot says the famous Sevara, that when a person's commanded, so he's worrying, he has the anxiety now, that he knows he has to fulfill the mitzvah. There's a pressure. That pressure, he doesn't say that. This pressure he's saying over here, meaning now it's a burden on him, and now it's a coming. You know, the fum tzara agra. That when a person does the mitzvah with more, you know, tzar, so it's a greater reward. Mashiach, and a guy's doing it as a volunteer, he wants to do it, there's no pressure. And therefore, there's no, it's a mitzvah, but it's not as much. Others interpret, no. When once already you're told to do something, so now already there's a certain yitzhara that wants you to resist. Don't do it. Seems like you tell a child, do something, right away, now he's not going to do it. Right? So human beings are the same way to a certain extent. Everybody wants to be their own boss. Once you tell him he has to do something, he already feels boxed in, and therefore doesn't want to listen. That's what's harder to do, because you have the yetzer hara resisting. Amar, Rav Yosef, Beresh Avamina. Rav Yosef said, initially, I said, Man Dava Amar Li Halakha Krabi Yehuda Da Amar Sumei Patur Min HaMitzvot Avid Na Yom Hatavan Rabbanan Da Lo Mefkidina Ve'Avidna. Rav Yosef was blind. So he said, if anybody would have told me that Halakha falls on Rabbi Yehuda, that said a blind man is patur from the mitzvot, I would have made him a party. You know why? Because I am exempt from the mitzvot and I'm still doing it. So therefore I thought I'm great. You know, I'm getting all this reward over for doing something that I'm not obligated. However, hashta de shamina leha de amar Rabbi Hanina gadol mitzvot ve'oseh yoter b'mishenu mitzvot ve'oseh. But now that I heard that it's better to be commanded than not to be commanded, adraba. Somebody that will come and tell me Halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That Someh is patumin. If I know Halakha is that I am obligated, then avidna yomat alavram. Which is originally he thought that he's patur, and therefore he's getting reward for doing the mitzvot, and they may, it's great. But then he realized that it's better to be commanded. So for example, like a party, if you tell me Halakha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, ki atar avdimi, amar, pamachat haya levush sirkon shel zahav. One time, Daman ben Netina, back to the story of the Goy, he was wearing sirkon shel zahav, he was wearing like a silk embroidered, gold clothes over there. Vaya yoshev ben gedolei Romi, and he was sitting with all the Hashuvim from Rome. Ubata immo ukhra'ato. His mother came, ripped his garment. Memenu. Vetaf ano al rosho. And she hit him on the head. Veyarka lo befanav. And she spit in his face. Vedo echlima. He didn't do anything. He didn't embarrass her. Which means he accepted. Okay, so you had kibbutz, no question about it.
That's for sure.
Okay, look at Tosafot for a second. So Rabbi Yehuda was happy. Rabbi Yehuda said initially, Rabbi Yosef was happy, right? He said, if somebody would tell me that Lakha is like Rabbi Yehuda initially, that Sumer's Patur, I'm thrilled because I'm doing the mitzvot and I'm patur, so that's great. So Tosfot learns over here for halakha. Mikan mitdakdik Rabbeinu Tam, the nashim mevarchot al mitzvat aseh shazman gerama. Af agad peturot legamri. The afilu mit Rabbanan lo mechaybe. Kedemuchah perik mishimeto. Which mekonakom yicholot en levarich ve'en kan mishum lo tisa et shemo lashav. משום מברכות ברכה של הסליחה. תדע באחי, איך השמח רבי יוסף, ואני לא מפסיד כל הברכות כולן. Which means, רבי יוסף, if you tell me that הלכה, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, initially, if you tell me that הלכה, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, that's a סומא פטור, I'll make him a party. Why you want to make a party? You lost all the ברכות, and now you cannot make a ברכה, and any of the מצוות that you don't, because you're פטור. And it must be, that even though he was פטור, he was able to make a Berakah, so that's why he was happy. So if you see someone that's patur from the mitzvot, because to make a berakah. Therefore, ladies that are peturot from mitzvot, that says mangirama, because to make a berakah. They want to make a berakah in Hududam, they want to make a berakah in Sukkah, they want to make a berakah in Shofar, etc. So that's sitat. Rabbi Rutami wants to bring it out from this story over here. Rabbi Yosef would not have been happy if he would have lost the inyan of the Berakha. But you can mechalek between Rabbi Yosef and men. You could say, and women, I mean. You could say at least Rabbi Yosef is in the species of people that are hayav.
Men.
Mashiach and a lady, it's a different species. She's in the species that are peturot. No lady that's hayavot. So it could be it's different. You have no rayach because Rabbi Yosef can make a berakha. And that's really halakha according to Maran. Ladies do not make a beracha on a mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman gerama. We do not forsake like this. Tosafot. Tana avimi bered rabbi abu. Yesh ma'achi la'abi pisyoni. There's a guy that feeds his father pisyoni. That's a type of very fatty bird. V'tordo mena'olam. And the son is going to get punished as a result of it. Right? Because as he gives them, he gives it to them with an attitude. He gives them with a gloomy face. So therefore, it's not that he can give them the most delicious food, but if he gives it to them in such a not nice way, so therefore the kid's going to go get punished because of this over here. That she says shenayinash halav shemarelot saruta ayin al tzudato. He shows the father he doesn't want to give the father that, like he's cheap with it. Yesh matchino barehaim, and sometimes you have another son that makes the father grind the wheat in the millstone. He makes the father do it himself. It looks like he's mezalzel with his father. But what? He brings him to Olam Abba, which is he tells him in a soft way, and he shows him that you have no choice, and we need the parnasa. He speaks to him in a nice way. Look at the top of the sheet. ומביאו לעולם הבא שמכבדו בדברים בדברו דברים טובים וניחומים and consolation. He talks to his father nicely. והמלאכה מטיל עליו ולשון רכה. He speaks to himself, isn't he pleased, dad? We have no choice, you need to do this over here. מראים לו צורך השעה שאינם יכולים להתפרנס אלא ביגיעה זו. Right, we have no choice but to do this מלאכה. There you go, even though he's working his father, but the way he does it is בכבוד. If he goes to Olam Abba, בגמרא ירושלמי גרס מעשה בשניהם, מעשה באחד שהיה מאכילה מפסיוני. One time there was a father, there was a son, he was feeding his father's פסיוני, this fancy, fatty bird. פעם אחת אמר לו אביו, מה אין לך כל אלה? My dear son, where are you getting all this expensive meat from? אמר לו סבא, old man, מה אכפת לך? תחון ואכול, chew your food and eat. Keep quiet and eat. כלומר לעוז ואכול. הראו שקשה לו. So he was really interested in giving respect. ושום מעשה באחד שהיה טוחן בלחיים. It was grinding on the millstone. והיה לו אב זקן. ושלח המלך בשביל אביו לבוא לעבודת המלך. אמר לו בנו, אבא, תחון ואני אלך תחתיך לעבודת המלך שאין לה קצבה. The king summoned the father to go work for the government. So the son said, Dad, you stay here, and you grind the wheat. You work the factory over here, and I'll go instead of you, and I'll work in the government because this at least has a finite amount to it. But the government's work is infinite. And therefore, let me go do the job of you. So therefore, he was working his father. But look, out of tremendous respect, out of kavod. Okay, comes Gemara and continues. Yeah, Tosfot brings the same story on the bottom. Okay? Good. Amar Rabbi Abuke Gon Abi Mibiri Qiyam Mitzvat Kibud. Rabbi Abu says, like my son, Abi Mi, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Kibud. Hamisha ben Esimiche Habadeh. The Abi Mi Behaye Abiv. Which means... five sons that were simiche, they were simuchim lehora'ah, that were like Tamil Akamim. Avimi had Behaye Aviv. That means Avimi himself had five children and the grandchildren of Rabbi Abu. Rabbi Abu, Kare Ababa. So now what? When Rabbi Abu would come to the door, so he could send one of his kids to go answer the door for his father. Rabbi Mi himself would run and he would answer the door. He wouldn't send one of the kids to go answer the door for his father. Amar. And as he's coming, he would say, "In, in," meaning he didn't want his father to wait. He would scream, "I'm coming, I'm coming." So his father wouldn't have to get nervous that nobody's coming to open the door. As he was running, he would say, "In, in, yes, I'm coming, I'm coming." Until he got there to show the kavod that he had for his father. Yom Ahad, Amar Le'eshkiyan Maya. He just told his father told him, Rabbi Abu told him about me, he wants water. And famous story. In the interim, when he got there to give him the water, he fell asleep. Rabbi Abu fell asleep. So now it says, Gahin Kay Ale Adetar. So he bent over and he was holding the water over his father until he woke up. Meaning, his father's holding him the water. So he wanted to be ready when his father wakes up, the second he wakes up, he can give him the water. At the time that he was waiting over there, and he was able to give a special derasha on one of the Mizmorim in Tehillim. It says in the Mizmor in Tehillim, Mizmor la'asaf, and it talks about the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So he had a question, Abimi. Mizmor? So shouldn't be a mizmor, it's a lamentation. So while he was waiting there to give his father the water, a Devre Torah to explain it came to his mind. What's the Devre Torah? So Rashi tells us, look at Rashi. Istaya milta. Be'oto gachin lefanav, shevin b'midrash me'mizmor echad shebesivet teilim, shelo ya mevin bo kodem lachen, nedosho. Ve'yesh mefarshim shemekra zeh lebado darash. Mizmor la'asaf, Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachalatecha. It's talking about when the goyim came into the Beit HaMikdash, destroyed Jerusalem. What do you mean? None of his more. It's a lamentation. Vedarash kach she'amar asaf shira al shekila kadosh baruch hamato be'atzim ve'abanim shebebeto meto kach utar peleta be'Yisrael, which means that God took his anger out on sticks and stones. No, those are replaceable. Instead of taking his anger out on Klal Yisrael, shel malei kach, he would have taken his anger out on the Jewish people. The Rashtayir misonei Yisrael, sarid vechen omer kila Hashem et hamato. Hayatzat esh b'Sion. Good. Jerusalem can be rebuilt again. But therefore, you cannot rebuild Klal Yisrael. That's why Mizmor la'asaf. It's a song. When did this Devar Torah come to his mind? In his Yichud, and it was referring to Zav Kibud Av. He was standing over there, so therefore he got the Hadush. The reason why they say that this happened to him is because a person shouldn't come along and say that Kibud Av is taking away from his learning. It's taking away from his time. Adaba. Kadosh Baruch Hu sped up the process. It was normally a hadush that would have taken him a long time. It came to his mind right away. So he shouldn't regret that because he was doing kibud av that he took away from his learning. Adrabah, there was a beracha in his learning as well. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Abu Abaye, kegon ana ta'ad atina mebirav. He says, like me, when I come home from the yeshiva, Abba Madeli Kasa. He was a Tamir Hakam. So he says, my father pours for me a course. I have a son that's a Tamir Hakam. V'imam mazgali. Right? My father pours me wine, and my mother dilutes it with the water. I mean, they're serving me. Hechi avidu, what should I do over here? Which is, I guess they respect him because he was a tamir hacha. Amad le me'imach kabel. O me'abuch, not to kabel. From your mother, if you want to let us serve you, it's fine. Your father, do not let him serve you. Why? Kevan debar Torah hashadate, which means your father is a Tamir Hacham himself, and therefore you're worried. You don't want him to get halishut daat. You don't want him to get weak. You know, he's a Ben Torah as well, and therefore he's going to serve you. So he might get upset when he has to serve his son, and therefore you don't want him to become weakened in his Torah. Your mother, okay, it's not going to affect her Torah. Yeah, the salacha is shachar aruch. If a av rotzer shelit et ben mutal kabel memenu, ela im ken av ben Torah. If the father is a ben Torah, he really shouldn't accept it, because could be he'll feel a little tzad and that he has to serve his son, and that'll take away from his Torah. Rabbi Tarfon avalei imma. Rabbi Tarfon had a certain mother, old lady. Every time his mother wanted to climb up to her bed, he would bend down on the floor and she would climb up on his back, Rabbi Tarfon's back, in order to get to the bed. And every time she wanted to come down from the bed, he would go there and she would climb down. She stepped on him. So he was proud of himself, Rabbi Tarfon. He came to the bed of Midrash. Look what I do for my mother. He didn't get to half to what you're supposed to respect your mother. Did you ever get a case where she threw your wallet in the ocean and you didn't react? And you didn't embarrass her? That's already higher. Stepping on your back doesn't cost you anything. Throw your money in the ocean over there. You'll see exactly what happens over there. So Tosfot over here. Look at Tosfot, the top Tosfot. Already we saw that one, right? That we did. Let's read that. Let's read the bottom Tosfot. First, we'll read the top one. Rabbi Tarfon avala imma. Yesh pirusham ipam achat emed Rabbi Tarfon avda pizmeke dida b'chasera. Pizmeke, she looks like a type of a takshit of some sort. Right? The Adar, like a ring, some sort in the Chatzir. The Yatzata Mimitata, the Bekshu, she got out of bed to go find the item. The Sam Rabbi Tarfon Yado Tahat Ragleha, Ala Karka, Shelot Tanef Ragleha. Wow. He stuck his hands under his mother's feet. She was walking on the Rabbi Tarfon's palms, so she doesn't dirty her feet in the Chatzir. Shelot Tanef Ragleha, Haita Doreset Al Yadav. Wow. Every time he would come home from the yeshiva, Rabbi Ishmael, she would wash her son's feet when he would come home from the yeshiva. And then she would drink the water. She was a little strange. What are you doing over here, Ma? Stop drinking the water over here. He stopped her. She came in front of the rabbis. You're not letting me, you're not respecting your mother. You don't let me drink. They were shocked. That's her kavod. She wants to drink the water. Leave her alone. Don't do anything. Look at the Taptos foot. Taptos will go back to that story of Avimi, that got that hiddush of Mizmor Asaf,
yeah,
when he was serving his father. So scroll down to the Tosafot. Kach Pirash HaKotros. Ach, yesh b'midrash. In the middle of the Tosafot, he gives another explanation. We explained the Walak Rashi. That said what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out his anger on sticks and stones, and he didn't take it out on the Jewish people. Right? One is replaceable, one is not replaceable. Ach yesh b'midrash, se'asaf amar shira at shtav'u ba'areh she'areha. What happened? The gates of the Beit HaMikdash got swallowed in the ground. But it says in the Pasuk, tav'u ba'areh she'areha. And who's making this song over here? It's Mizmor Asaf. Who's Asaf? Asaf is one of the sons of Korah. Ubnei Korah, Asir, Ve'elkanah, Ve'avi Asaf. Avi Asaf is Asaf. So why is Korach's son happy that the gates of the Beit HaMikdash were swallowed in the ground? So Tosfot says, Mashal Shifha Shalchal Shumayim in a Be'er. Shifha went to the Be'er to draw water. What happened? V'nafal kadda le'Be'er. Hakad fell into the well. V'aytam istahirat bukha. She's crying. Ad Shebat Shifhat HaMelech. Till the Shifha of the king came, Lishov. B'yada Kedishel Zahav. She had a golden jug. Venafal oto keel isham. And what happened? Her jug also fell down the well. Etchila rishona deshorer. The first one started to sing songs. Ve'avra ad achshav do hayiti sevura shiyotzi shum adam kadi shu shel chayres min haber. Who's going to go down to save my cheap pottery item into the be'er? She'enu nachshav, not worth anything. Ve'achshav, but now, for sure, mi shiyotzi oto shel zahav, yotzi kadi. And the one that's going to go downstairs to save your golden one, so when they're down there, I'll bring my my pottery one up. Kach b'nei Korach, shayu b'lu'im, kesh'ra'u sh'tav'u ba'ar sh'areh, amru sh'ira, amru mishi yotzi ha'sh'arim, yotzi gam otanu. Lekach amar asaf, is moshu mishpachat Korach. Do you understand it? Either it's the descendants of Korach, it means. Because b'nei Korach lo metu. But it means all is his father, his descendants, and things like that. Who's going to go down to save Korach? It's not worth it to open up the ground again to save Korach. But once the gates of Beit HaMikdash got swallowed underneath the ground, so yeah, the one that opens up the ground to save the gates, okay, the ground is open. Like, Korach, come up already. So that's why it was more in the Asaf. They were happy when they heard about the destruction of Beit HaMikdash. That's the second shot that came to their mind. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yosef, Kiyara Shama Kalkan Haide Emeh. Rabbi Yosef, when he would hear the footsteps of his mother, Amar ikum mekameh shechina de'atya, I must stand in front of the shechina that is coming. That's the respect that he had for his mother. Hashulchan Aruch, Hayav Adam lakum b'fnei aviv ve'imo kederek shehayav la'amod b'fnei rabbo. Okay? You have to stand, like you stand in front of your rabbi, you have to stand in front of your parents as well. Amar Rabbi Hanan, famous saying, Ashle mi shelo ham'an. Fortunate is a person that never saw his parents. Why? Because you can never fulfill this mitzvah. It's too difficult. And therefore, they're going to be held accountable. Therefore, the yetomim are fortunate in a certain sense that they're exempt from this mitzvah. And therefore, they're exempt from this mitzvah. Rabbi Yohanan, ki avirat to'imo. Rabbi Yohanan, when his mother conceived him, met Abib, he lost his father. Yeladat too. And when she gave birth to him, met ta'imo. V'chein Abaye. The same thing with Abaye, who was also yatom, his father and his mother. Ini ve'amar Abaye amra li'em. Well, we see many times that Abaye says, my mother told me, because he had a mother. That was over here, was his nurse that he used to, that raised him. So they would call him Im. She would call, he would call her Im. Okay, she says, a minute, right? Okay, further. One of the Mefarshim say that on this piece, Ashlemi Shelo Ham'an. Fortunate that somebody doesn't see their parents. Yohanan was saying something deeper over here. So we have a klal that says somebody that wants to fulfill a mitzvah but cannot fulfill a mitzvah because he's honest. So it's as if he fulfilled it. So therefore, it comes out that the only ones that are really fulfilling kibud avayim on the perfect level are the yitomim because they're exempt, and if it's considered ki'ilu. That's why many times, and for example, I say that was a zechut of the the reason why the Jewish people are persecuted is because there was one person in history that fulfilled the mitzvah of kibud av perfectly. That was Esav. That's why it says when they blessed Esav, al harbecha tehyeh, you live by your sword. Meaning the sword that used to shuhet animals for his father and give him kibud av, you're living on that zechut. So the only way to neutralize the zechut of Esav and the Goyim is when the Am Yisrael fulfills kibud av. But we cannot fulfill Kibud Av on the perfect level. So that's why, whenever there's Yetumim, the Yetumim are actually the ones that neutralize the Kohol of Esav. That's why it says by Esther Malka, it says, Ki'en la Avvaim. Because she didn't have Avvaim, and she was a Yetumah, so therefore she had Kibud Avvaim on the highest Madriga. She fulfilled Ashtem Yishilu Hama'an. And therefore the... she was able to neutralize all the gezerot that came against. Comes the Gemara and says, Rav Aseh, Avadeyahi, Imazikra, Rav Aseh, an old mother, lady, Amrale, she said, Ba'ina Tachshitim, I want jewelry. Avadla, so she made it for Ba'ina Gabra, I want a husband. So he said, Na'yin, let me analyze it. Na'yin Nach, I'll look for you. I want a husband that's as handsome as you. She realized, Rabbi Aseh realized that she went, you know, she lost it. She went senile a little. How's he going to fulfill her obligation? Shafka, he left her. He moved to Israel. Rabbi Aseh heard that his mother moved to Eretz Yisrael. She wanted to go, you know, greet him. So is he allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go greet the mother? Amar le, ma'u latzet ma'aretz lechutz la'aretz. Can I leave Eretz Yisrael to chutz la'aretz? Amar le, asur. So he told him, you're not allowed. Stam, to leave Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed. Lekrat imma. Mahu, what about to greet my mother that's coming to see me? I want to go out to greet her. Amale eni yodaya. Well, he doesn't know. So comes again what one says, Atrah purta. So the Abbasin waited a little. Hadar atta, he came in front of Yohanan again. Amale ase nitrasik laset. Yeah, I see you want to go out to greet your mother. Which means you should return in peace. So he changed his mind. Like, well, in the beginning he didn't know. So he told you should be blessed.
He was worried about
him. Yeah, he was worried. So he said, you know what? He was a Kohen.
He was a Kohen.
He was a Kohen. He says, Rabbi Yohanan savar b'ta'ut shedato shereb asi akshav hayta la'azor l'mkomo b'babel kedei lashuv v'letapel b'emo. He told him he wants to go back for good to take care of his mother. V'lo latsev la'azor. He wanted to greet his mother and come back. So he told him, okay, you're going to go back to Babel, take care of your mother, good, go in peace. So what happened? He didn't tell him he can go back. He just told him he should be blessed. So I tell him, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar le has v'shalom. He told him. So Rabbi Aseh tells Rabbi Elazar, has v'shalom, dilma mirtach ratach, which means maybe he's angry at me that he thinks I'm leaving Israel. Amar le, my amalach, amar le makom yachzirecha l'shalom, amar le v'imit adaratach lava mebarech lach. He wouldn't have blessed you, which means he was nervous that the rabbi told him, no, you misunderstood me. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going, I'm not leaving Israel. Maybe he's angry at me that he thinks I'm leaving Israel, and he's telling me, all right, go in peace. No, he says, I'm upset. Maybe the rabbi misunderstood me. So why wouldn't he tell you? He said, you should go in peace. He's not angry at you. If he was angry, he wouldn't have told you that. Look at the... Right. He thought Rabbi Yohanan was upset at him. So he told him, he's not upset at him.
He blessed you.
Adachi v'achi. Oh, in the interim, so now he's going out to greet his mother. Shama la'aronad ka'ate. Rav Aseh heard that his mother passed away in the interim, and they were bringing the Aron to Eretz Yisrael to bury Amar. Iyadai lo nafke. If I would have known that already she was niftera, I wouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Right, he says, even though it's mitzvot kibud avayim after mitah, but that's already to to go after the Aron is ready. You don't have to wait going there. Wait till they come to Eretz Yisrael. So he said, okay, we didn't know. So he left Eretz Yisrael. By the time he got out of Eretz Yisrael, your mother died. Okay, I wouldn't have left. One more. Tarabbanan. Okay, person has to respect his parents when they're alive, to respect them after they die. How do you respect the parents when they're alive? Hanishma midbar abiv demakom, which means let's get Rashi over here. Look at Rashi. Hanishma bedavar abiv demakom imakir banchi makom shemechabedim abiv lachlok lo kabod. You have a certain place where he knows, the son knows, that if they respect his father, that if he quotes his father's name, they're going to accept it. Don't take the credit for yourself. Say it in the name of your father, even though they would accept it from you as well. But if you know they accept it from your father, say, my father said such a thing. So give the kavod. So again, hanishma bidvar abiv lemakom. He knows a certain place over there that his father's words are heard, because he's mechubar in their eyes and they accept it. Lo yomar shalechuni bishvil atzmi. Right? You don't say do send me because of my will. Maruni bishvil atzmi. Petruni bishvil atzmi. Don't ask them for a favor on your account. Ela what? Please, for the sake of my father, do it for the sake of that. You're giving the kavod here. If they're not going to listen on the account of your father, of course you can say, do it for me. But anyway, they would listen to the father. So it's more kavod to give him the credit, so to speak, as if they're doing it. They're doing it for him, right? The Rashi, she says, "Shalechoni b'shvil abba, send me back because my shusarikli." But my father needs me. אבל אם אינו נשמע למקום בדבר אביו כדבר עצמו, אל יתנה באביו, שאינו לו אלא גנאי. On the contrary, do it for my father. Your father? No way. Adabah, now you put your father in a genai. So you only use your father in a place where you know that they will listen. במותו, כיצד? How does a son respect his father in death? היה אומר דבר שמועה מפיו. Right, when you're quoting your father, let's say a person's quoting his father in something that he heard from his father. Lo yomar kach amar abba. You shouldn't say this is what my father said. Ela kach amar abba mari, meaning Adoni Avi, my master, my father. Hareni kaparat mishkabo, and he has to add the words that all the bed should come on me. I should take the punishment as a kapara for my father. Areni kaparat mishkabo. That's the way they say. Maran says that a son has to say that during the first year after his father Benaminah pisses away. Every time he mentions his father's name, areni kaparat mishkabo. Areni mili tuch shnei masar chodesh. Maran says that's only within the 12 months. Mikan veilach omer zichrono lebracha lehaya olam haba. After 12 months, zichrono lebracha lehaya haba. The first 12 months, Hari Kaparat Mishkabo. She says, Hareni Kaparat Mishkabo, Alai Yavo, Kol Ra, Haraui Lavo Al Nafsho. Whatever bear is supposed to go on him, the son says, put it on me. Mikan Vailach, Kivan Kibel Mashi Kibel. Finish. After 12 months, they don't punish the Neshama more than 12 months. She'em, Shpeter, Shaisa, Begirim, Eda Yav Chodesh. So after that, there's no more punishment for the father. Therefore you say, Zichrono Levracha, Le'ayah Olam Abba, Baruch Hava Le'olam, Amen.